If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
It's High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com. Our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. The Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx
Johnny. To my right is Bronx Johnny.
I'm hyped.
You're back.
I'm hyped.
You're back. Chris?
Chris from Brooklyn.
That's it?
Yeah.
Chris Johnny. Now, your replacement last week,
yes.
Matt Litwack, his book is Beyond the Streets. Listen to last week's
Beneath
episode.
The
Beneath the Streets.
The hidden relics underneath New York subway system.
Nice. Thank you.
I gotta check that out.
Yeah. Should pre-order it.
At Beneath the Streets on Instagram. He did a killer job. Now, Johnny, how often do you hang out in the subway?
I fucking take it all the time.
No. I'm talking about hanging out in the tunnels between the subways.
Why would I do that? I'm not
do graffiti.
I'm not splunking, dude.
Rape graffiti artists. That's
my
it.
My boy works for MTA. He sees stuff, but I don't want to see that stuff. It might be cool. I'm not, but it ain't for me.
Johnny, did you put out a coffee table book about street art?
I did not.
The show seems kind of worse now that Johnny's back and Matt's gone.
Yeah, well.
Depressed. We had a guest. He was chiming in about stuff.
I missed that.
You had some. You didn't even listen to that show?
I haven't been home in a while.
Jesus, what were you away? Like away?
Not like that.
All right, okay. I never know, Johnny. Sometimes you know.
Move around a lot.
You know, sometimes bad things happen.
Yeah, well.
Are you a nomad? Would you call yourself a nomad?
I guess. If you, like, end up in the same places all the time, you're not really a nomad, though.
No.
You end up going to, like, friends' houses, staying on the couch.
Sure.
It's always fun.
What? You're,
that's
you're,
a freeloader.
You're yeah, a grown man. Why are you doing that?
I just feel like it. Oh, don't give me that look.
All right, so Bronx Johnny's back. The show's back together. For all you Matt Litwack fans, you just have to listen to last week's episode over and over and over again.
Yep, he's never coming back.
Most likely not. No.
Nah.
It went well though. We can have him back on, right?
Not with you here, Johnny.
What yeah. the fuck?
If you this, got, this... if you,
well, we know that you don't really like Jewish people.
That's
like...
not true at all. Like a bunch of your friends is Jewish. I get along with them fine.
See,
those guys have drugs on them.
The people we hang out with, it's like a melting pot. Like this show, it's a melting pot.
Yes, it is.
Not just for Whitey, not just for the black man.
I hear you.
Not just for the Hispanic man.
Get it, everybody.
Even for the non-Hispanic white man, I guess, being me and Chris.
I always put white Hispanic whenever I have to fill out a form or a resume or
something. Yeah, you actually did tell me that.
That's because you are white and Hispanic.
I'm not, but I always put that on resumes and applications for things. Because how are they going to prove otherwise? I'm white. Probably somebody in my family somewhere down the line banked somebody from Spain. Right?
White Hispanic would be, like Spanish from Spain.
I just put it on there because it sounds better than just regular white. So I figure you're more likely to get, like, if you're applying to, like, food stamps or something, you know.
Mm. I've always put straight up white. Like, it's a bad thing, right? Cause
why would it be? Be proud of who you are.
Yeah, you got a rent control apartment. I mean, you must have worked somewhere.
What
that's
up?
What I'm saying.
What up, white people?
That's fantastic.
Hey, all you white people listen to the show. It's great, isn't it? Not like those Hispanic white people like Chris. Awful. That's what I'm talking about.
See, he takes pride in his race. He's all about that white power. He's good.
All right, look, we're going to start a new segment of the show called Cracker's Corner. It'll be all about stuff I like that I like and things I like to do.
Oh, so you're just going to play the Kim.com song and talk about Pokemon?
Well, you know, he's a white man.
He's a proud
white man with a giant
100%
with a giant yacht, or at least used to have a giant yacht.
Did anybody take him up on his bounty? Remember we were talking about he put a bounty out on information. He offered I believe £5 million anybody who would come forward with information that the United States government broke laws in his investigation. Did anybody ever come forward?
I'm not 100% sure.
I don't think anybody would like announce that they're going after. They'd probably come at him once they have the info though. That'd be the smart thing. You don't want to, like,
red dot
yourself.
Yeah, probably wouldn't come out till trial, right?
Yeah.
I haven't kept up a lot into Kim.com. I mean, I use his mega upload service.
You saying he fell off?
Kinda, yeah.
Oof.
Never thought you'd see this day,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, the last news alert is June 9th when he was calling for the whistleblowers.
All right, so we're still on top of it, technically.
Yeah, we are on top. Yeah, yeah. We haven't missed out on any Kim.com news. I keep a Google alert to put on a prep sheet because I know it makes your day every time you see it.
Oh, hell yeah, because this gives you a reason to play that song again, like the annoying jerk that I am. All right. Chris, we mentioned this last week. Johnny, you missed this.
Mm.
Chris found a website. It's called Patreon.com. Patreon.com. You can find the link to it on our Twitter page, right? Right at the top?
Yeah, right at the top.
At HS Radio Show.
What is it?
It lets listeners and fans of this show, of yourself, me, and Chris, they'll donate to the show so we can put on more shows, better shows, and even throw out some swag out there.
Now,
Explain to Johnny how Patreon works.
Basically, just like that. People do a recurring donation of as little as a dollar a month. And
yeah. It
just shows up in our account. And, you know, you put milestones, like what you'll do with the money when it reaches a certain amount. I have for $1,000 a month, I have that we'll get equipment in each of our houses so we can do shows via Skype. So there's less missed shows, which I know people complain about.
Yeah.
Well, we rarely miss the entire, like, we rarely
it's been a while since
throw
we've done
up
that.
A best of. I mean, it's happened maybe twice in the last, since we've been on More Like Radio.com.
Yeah. But I mean, well, thank God that, our contractual obligation to More Like Radio has made us not be like go. We used to go about 6 months without podcast fairly often.
There was some dark times.
Everybody had some shit.
I mean, there's dark times for everybody after 9/11, Chris.
We had nothing to do with 9/11.
You didn't have to claim PTSD. It didn't make any sense.
Don't know why you're bringing up 9/11 again. Is that because you're a truther? I mean, this is a prison planet.
It definitely is a prison planet. We're screwed.
It literally is. We're stuck on this planet.
I mean,
this is the this is the prison of humanity.
Ain't they working on getting to Mars anytime soon?
I think so. Wait, hold on. We're getting off track. Patreon. Patreon.com. Now, last week, there was a donor, and they made, well, basically, I had to say what I was going to blow them.
Yeah. And you did. Tenderloin.
Tenderloin, yeah.
Good God, man.
Blow tenderloin.
We have two people who didn't request that you said that you demeaned yourself for money.
Oh, and but let's say who they are, because these are just new Patreon subscribers to the High Society Radio Show.
Delco Trash.
Delco Trash is my boy.
Keeps us abreast on all truffle products.
I love Delco Trash.
Yes.
And Pam Bird also.
Pam Bird.
I know Pam. Pam's a good one.
Big ups to Pam Bird. And big ups to us, because we're getting that
Delco Trash.
We're getting that fat Patreon.
So stacks from here.
$30 a month, $10 each.
But Delco, that's the most money we've made off this podcast ever.
That's true. We did make that $4 off the Stitcher affiliate account.
And I never saw any of that.
Cashed it out. You have to wait until you have $50 in there before they give you any money.
Oh, God.
Oof.
Is anyone listening to this?
If you download the Stitcher app, put the promo code High Society Radio. Maybe one day we'll get $50.
We treat the fans to a pizza party on 50
bucks. We'll throw a pizza party.
Dollar slices, though.
Yeah, it would be a dollar pizza party.
50
slices. throw that up on the Patreon account, that we will throw a dollar pizza party.
A certain
amount of money happens.
All right, we will
throw a dollar pizza party.
I'm gonna make it if we're making $300 a month, that's $100 a piece each, we will throw a pizza party with dollar pizzas.
There you go.
Okay.
I mean, there won't be any alcohol. It will be dollar pizza.
There'll be a cash bar. There'll be a cash bar.
There'll be cash bar with dollar pizza.
There you go.
I don't see what's bad about that.
No.
But going back to Delco hungry. Trash, he's the man, and he will email me and Chris if he ever sees any sort of truffle-related thing.
That's awesome.
He really wants us to make the truffle whiskey. Now, I'm not going to talk about truffle whiskey because I said I wouldn't.
Don't jinx it.
I wouldn't until we actually make some.
Okay.
Which
is
coming.
We're getting there.
I mean, with this Patreon thing, we're gonna we're gonna be flush.
Chugging along, all right. Son. Chugging along.
Next, next Patreon thing, right? It's are they called things?
Yeah.
Next Patreon
goals. They're called goals.
Next Patreon. All right, right. We have dollar pizza party.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's one goal. Second goal.
Okay.
If you give us cash, we will start. We will make some truffle whiskey, and we'll wink. Send it to you. Wait.
I don't know.
That's illegal.
But it's definitely illegal.
Well, we'll say it to you. You'll just send us your address. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, you want to give? Okay, we can do that. That's for the subscriber tiers. But there's goal tiers that we set that we have to, like, you know, if we earn a certain amount, we have to do the things on there. It's like Kickstarter. You know
okay.
What I mean?
Yeah.
So I'll put, if once we're earning $100 a month, we'll buy a bunch of truffles.
We get some shirts, autograph, and send it out.
Yeah.
It'd be nice.
It's great. It's a whole new world. And you can find out all this on our Twitter account, at HS Radio Show. Right at the top of the Twitter account is the link to our Patreon account.
Mm-hmm.
And this ain't no bullshit. We're actually going to do these things.
Yes.
Because what else do we have going on in our lives besides talking to you people?
Not much, man.
Really?
Not much at all.
See, I was just lying.
Man.
Right
I'm
now.
Glad you happy.
Fleshlight came out with the iPad case, John. You'd probably be pretty.
That's pretty nice.
You'd be busy for a while. I mean, it's Fleshlight. You know, it's a quality product.
I can't complain.
I've heard about this. Sorry. So this is what Fleshlight's done. So you have an iPad, right?
Yeah.
It's like a case, like an iPad case, mm-hmm. except there's a holder at the back of it that you slide your Fleshlight into, so that.
You can watch porn?
Yes, you can watch porn on your iPad as you're masturbating yourself with the Fleshlight attached to your iPad.
That's pretty fucking cool.
You want one?
Yeah, sounds good.
Patreon goal. Set it up, Chris.
Okay. Get Johnny a Fleshlight iPad case. You don't even have an iPad, though.
And an iPad and a Fleshlight.
My grandma got an iPad. I'll borrow hers. It's all good.
Dirty.
Every time they show a Fleshlight, everybody's always using the butthole attachment, I feel like.
Well, yeah, that's... Why wouldn't you, man?
I just feel like every time I see a Fleshlight, it's always got the butthole attachment in it, not the vagina or the mouth attachment.
You get a little tired of vagina action sometimes if you got a Fleshlight.
Well, I suppose.
I don't have a Fleshlight. I don't know. Is that you get tired of your Fleshlight vagina attachment?
I'm not saying if I had one,
it sounds
one,
like
I
you're
would.
Talking from personal experience, Johnny.
But, you know, you wear that shit out sometimes. Get you some ass. Get you a butthole Fleshlight.
So you're saying
there.
That you have a butthole and a vagina Fleshlight?
It comes with three. It comes with three attachments.
Oh, the mouth as well, right?
Yeah, it comes with the mouth as
they
well.
They have
yeah.
mouths for that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, that's different. There you go. Something nice.
Well, it's a hole, Johnny,
it's a
isn't
little treat.
It?
And then you can put your POV porn on there, get your mouth attachment. You're good to go.
Yeah, damn, son. You should work for them.
I should.
That's an awesome idea.
Or we should make an iPad robot. iPad sex bot, technically.
What the fuck?
Right?
Just an app? No, we should just make an app that works with the Fleshlight attachment that's just the back of a chick's head going up and down, right?
Oh, like fake hit and all that? That's what's up, son.
It's like you'll never need to interact with another woman ever again.
Well, would you want to?
Oh, my God. That's terrible. So how does Patreon actually give us the money?
Oh, word.
Oh, it's attached to my PayPal account.
So we're not going to see that money.
Oh. Great. Everyone, all your money's going to Chris. I'll never see a dime of this.
It's like that case of Red Bulls. We didn't even get one.
Yeah. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Either of you set up a Patreon account, they asked for a PayPal password.
Do you know how hard I shilled those for Red Bull that episode, and Chris took all that delicious Red Bull?
The reason Red Bull sent us stuff is because I sent them an email asking if they would sponsor the podcast, and they said no and sent Red Bull to my house. That's why we got some Red Bull.
You think we can get like a...
Tito's offered to send us a case of vodka, too.
I got that. That was nice.
Johnny got a case of Tito's.
I'm not getting anything.
Nah, you got a case.
Yeah, from Tito himself.
Yeah. Why are you complaining? You met the man. I didn't even meet the man.
Yeah, when Tito came in to do the Ron and Fez show.
Yes.
Yes, he was handing out, he was throwing out vodka like it was like he was Tito,
God,
which he was.
That's so awesome, man.
But no, they never sent me a case of vodka.
I'm a... I bigged him up on Facebook plenty. Not that it needs any bigging up. It's just so good.
No, Tito's needs all the big ups in the world. Tito's the best.
Oh, dude, it's just so awesome.
They're everywhere.
They're in Blue Smoke now. It kind of shocked me. I was like, wow.
Dude, that is a product, and they actually sponsor a local charity called the Barman's Fund here in New York.
Oh,
but that is a product that like really owes their success to the fact that bartenders love it.
Like, oh no, it's delicious
they
too.
It is good. It's definitely a quality
so
product.
Smooth.
But they absolutely like just bartenders got a hold of it and spread the word about Tito's. And I firmly believe that is how. That's how they reached the popularity that they did.
Yeah. Well, it's in every bar in New York.
Yeah, now.
Mostly now, yeah.
Like, I'm saying now, yeah.
You feel kind of cool, too, because we were, like, on the ground floor of that project.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's great to see Tito just crushing it. All right, this isn't a live read. Now we're just talking about how, well, we're just alcoholics.
Yeah, that's all that is.
All right, so we've hit all the big points for today's show. Give us money through Patreon, and Johnny's probably going to be replaced next couple of weeks.
Yes. I just want a flesh pad.
Yeah, with a flesh pad?
Yeah. I guess we're going to have sex with the co-host again some more, Chris. No, don't bother cleaning it out. I don't care. I'm dead inside. And I have...
As opposed to that fleshlight, which will be teeming with life.
Yeah, teeming with terrible, awful bacteria.
The light hits it, it gleams a little at you, so that's creepy.
You're listening to High Society Radio. Again, the Twitter account is @HSRadioShow. The Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. And the Patreon account is accessible through our Twitter.
Yeah.
And more like radio.com, our benefactors, our bosses.
Our home base.
Yeah, our home base. And boy, have they been giving me shit lately.
Have they?
Oh, yeah.
We've been slacking.
Exactly. I'm like, get off my back, Hippo Juice, for the love of God. All right? I'm busting my ass here. Joe Conte, come on, lay off.
Cousin Joe?
Oh, my God. Maybe I should have just went and hung out with all those homeless people and trying to get money from that Chinese billionaire.
Oh, that worked out excellent. You would have had a blast.
You think?
Except you would have gotten no money.
He was having trouble giving out $100 bills. Like, the street handing out $100 bills.
Yeah, but he's he's one of those rich dudes that does shit just for people to look at him. Like, yeah, I did it.
Yeah, of course,
but
like, people are kind of being like, no, nothing's for free.
Oh, no. I'll be real here. He donated, like, I think 50 grand at the end of the day to that homeless shelter. 50 to 90 grand.
That's pretty
nice.
I'm just saying the fact that people wouldn't take $100 bills.
No. Because he said something else. He was like, oh, you come down, I'm going to give you $300 to yourself. Donate.
No, that's something else. Yeah, he did say that. He was throwing he was feeding people and giving them each $300 in cash when they leave. And then he kind of screwed them and just gave it to the homeless shelter.
Oh, no. The best part about it was he felt bad about that. I guess somebody in the PR firm said, yo, this is messed up. He's like, all right, guys, get on the bus. I'll meet you down at the shelter.
What's the guy's name?
Chen.
Chen Guambio?
Yeah.
Guambio?
I don't know.
I think his name's Chen DiBiase.
Yeah, pretty much.
He just gave him a dream. Because he was like, yo, you come down to the shelter, I'll give you the money. I feel bad. He never showed up. He just left him out in the cold. They should be used to that.
I heard that the shelter, he went to a shelter and then they...
No, he did this in Central Park, man.
But he got the homeless people through a shelter. The people that homeless people.
They bust him in from like a specific shelter. The New York City Rescue Mission.
And the Rescue Mission convinced him to donate $15,000?
50 or 90,000, something like that.
And then, essentially screwing over all these homeless people from getting drugs and alcohol.
To be fair, though.
That's all the homeless do. I say we turn him into food.
Soylent Green. Chen also backed down on his $300 promise at the urging of Rescue Mission officials who didn't want their clients, many fighting drug and booze addictions, to have so much cash. He'll instead give a donation to the Rescue Mission.
That's terrible.
The Rescue Mission screwed over the homeless
people. So it wasn't Chen.
No, it was
the Vice article didn't have that.
Well, you know, most of those people would have been just robbed by the stronger, more drug-filled homeless people.
Oh, yeah. Somebody hooked up on them.
I mean, isn't that the point of the Million Dollar Man?
I guess.
Every man has his price.
Basically.
I guess his homeless drug act is $300 and a meal.
He fed them, though. To be fair, he gave him a nice little Asian meal, a little show with people, military guard.
But he was actually walking around the streets trying to hand people $100 bills.
He's got that much money to
blow. People just won't take it.
Lucky he wasn't hanging out with me. I would have been just like, come on. You're my ATM right now, buddy.
Yeah. But like, you won't go to strip club. Them Asians love them good strip clubs, son.
Have you guys seen his business card, though? It reads like Kim Jong-il's fucking business
card.
That
looks like a freaking passport.
What's it say?
It says, most influential person of China, most prominent philanthropist of China, China moral leader, China earthquake rescue hero, most well-known and beloved Chinese role model,
I
China
agree
top
with all
10
this.
Most honorable volunteer, most charismatic philanthropist of China, China low carbon emission, environmental protection top advocate, China's foremost environmental preservation demolition expert. How is it environmental preservation demolition?
That doesn't make any kind of sense. That's actually moronic, if anything.
Oh, I agree with all those things.
He forgot the hashtag facts on that. That's all he needed. He would have been legit.
Hashtag swag, more
word.
Homeless swag.
He sang too. He sang to them, which was pretty nice.
Wait, is this one of the? His company is Recyclable Materials Salvage and Reclamation Corporation. Is this just like one of those scrap companies that's buying up like all the Detroit scrap?
That's
metal?
What I thought it was.
Oh, so arrogant.
Baller.
He gave out money. That at all. Like, he's using his money for a good thing. We always get on people for that, and he's actually doing it. So good for him.
He does look like a scumbag, though.
Yes, he does.
He's my favorite China person. Because I know China man is racist, right?
wait, is that China person is okay?
Yeah, it's not,
Is it?
It's all right.
See, I'm pretty stupid. Chinese
they're not going to complain to you, all right? You need to keep it moving.
Okay.
You'll be fine.
China person. Okay. I'm learning something today on the show.
Oh, God. I watched, speaking of the Orient. Wait, no, that's racist, too. No, speaking of Asia.
Yeah.
South Korea.
North Asia.
South Korea. There was a South Korean film that just came out called Snowpiercer. I talked about it on Monday on Ron and Fez.
Is that what the dude, Chris Evans?
Yeah, Chris Evans.
Are people giving you shit for
Some people agree with me. Some people think I'm a crazy person.
I heard it was good.
Everyone is saying it's good. It was easily one of the worst films.
Of course. I love it.
Dude, I don't understand why people are loving this film so much. You guys haven't seen it. You guys should watch it.
And
we'll talk about it next week.
Okay. It's on, is there somewhere we can find it?
Sure.
On the interweb?
If you're familiar with certain places, yeah, you can watch it.
Text it to him.
Okay. I just want to see the trailer because I really...
I need to talk about this movie.
It's like a murder mystery thing, right?
No, not at all. There are a few parts in this film that just made me laugh out and I don't know, depression or whatever. It was awful. Just an awful movie.
Wait a minute. This is the one where they like separate the rich people from the poor people in the train?
You know, like in real life.
All right.
Yeah, you said that they live on a train, right?
Yeah.
I did. You were telling me about this at the bar the other night.
This is the gist of the film.
Can we just watch the trailer?
Okay.
All right.
Looks good.
It's the trailer to Snowpiercer.
This chaos. 1,000 people in an iron box. 18 years I've hated the train. 18 years I've waited for this moment. This is your world. The train saved humanity.
The engine lasts forever. The population must always be kept in balance.
I said sit down.
Passengers, eternal order flows from the sacred engine. We must occupy our preordained position. I belong to the front. You belong to the tail. Know your place. Keep your place.
Those bastards in the front think they own us.
We'll be different when we get there.
What you say?
We take the engine. And we control the world.
When is the time?
Soon.
Disorder.
We're going to the front. Open the gate.
We know you well, Mr. Curtis. We've been watching you. Precisely 74% of you shall die.
Oh, wow.
Everybody back!
It's not a very wide train.
Not really. here's my thing. If they're acting up, why don't you just, like, cut the train in half, derail the other half, and just keep moving? You have to park the moon.
This is your destiny.
That looks all right, though. So you don't like it? No?
Oh, not liking it is...
It seems like they would build the train a little wider.
Well, they can still got to... Oh, we got a good cast. John Hurt, Tavis Spencer, Jamie... Oh, Tilda Swinton's in it. All right.
Yeah, they're all wasted. So, not like drunk. It's like they're wasting their acting abilities, honestly. Only the Asian guy really gets wasted.
That's the dude from Old Boy,
Korean.
Right?
No, that's not the dude from Old Boy. It's the dude from The Host. Yeah, it does look like. I thought it was him first, too.
All right. Ed Harris, too? Shit. That sounds good, man.
Shit.
Ed Harris.
It seems to me that basically somebody was just like, all right, people love The Hunger Games. Let's combine,
that's a little like a little
let's
bit.
Combine that with Under Siege 2. And we'll have a hit on our hands.
Transporter 3.
Yeah.
Transporter 3 also did a train thing. Those train movies don't really work too well.
And so after I watched this movie Sunday night, I was like obsessed because I heard nothing but great things about it. Like, and I like a movie in the future where the society's all screwed up. So I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm a sucker
shit
for
thing.
It.
Yeah.
So then I go, I'm reading through all the reviews, and the Rotten Tomatoes is like over 90%, and there's like 3 bad reviews, and the reviews aren't even that bad. I go to, I think it was Slate, the Salon or Slate, I believe it was Slate.
Yeah.
And so they had their movie reviewer. Is they cut a podcast and it's like 30 minutes long,
mm-hmm.
and she like gives the film a glowing review. And as I'm listening to their podcast, they literally don't. It's like they weren't even paying attention to the movie. They were asking the most obvious questions in the world. All right, next week you guys are gonna watch this movie.
I'm gonna try to get my watch the movie. Try to get my.
And then we'll talk about it next week, and then I'll play parts of this podcast that I was listening to just to see what these people liked about it.
Now,
when they couldn't even explain the movie and didn't even know what they were asking such obvious questions, I felt like a vein was going to pop in my head.
So wait.
Try to be honest here, though. Like, were you more pissed before you heard the podcast or, like...
I was just living. It's just whatever I've had, fuel of fire.
So wait, we're taking hating on movies to, like, a next level.
We got to do research. It's fine.
Okay, that's fine.
Most people do research. All right. Good. I think it might be good. I got Ed Harris, man.
I do Dana enjoy Stevens. The acting of Ed Harris.
Dana Stevens from Slate is who I was. This was the podcast I was listening to.
All right, let's start beef with Slate.
There's no. They're gonna
have us all as racist. You know that, right?
Yeah.
I'm not starting beef with Slate. I'm outing their movie reviewer for not understanding movies she's watching and saying are good. Literally, we'll talk about it next week.
So basically, now we're gonna have to hate the movie, son. Just so you know.
Well, no, you guys can tell me it was great. I don't care. But but even if you did like the movie,
yeah.
You're going to be astounded as to what this person...
But now you've put it in my head. I might not like it.
I'm never as adamant about hating a movie as you are.
Nah, yeah. You really go hard,
you're like,
dude.
You're furious that these people like made a movie.
Now, to be fair, you get pissed off more like at food stuff. But Hicks is mainly like movie shit.
I haven't disliked a movie this much since... What was that movie with Elizabeth Olsen? Mary? Marley?
Marley and Me?
With the dog?
Oh. he's mad at us for not knowing what movie he hates.
Damn, son.
Martha Marcy May Marlene.
I have no idea.
Ah, that's the one where she was like abducted by a cult or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that one. I didn't see that one.
Literally just ripped off the Charlie Manson story and made it boring. And that's another film critics just lost it over and loved
Damn,
so
dude.
Much.
You can't let that go. That came out like 2 years ago. Man.
No, it came out... 3 years ago.
Let it go. Just let it go.
I'm just saying. No, this is. I haven't had the hate bubble up in me like this for a movie since. What was it called again? Martha Marcy May Marlene.
I can't be mad at you for not remembering that. That's way too much.
Yeah, it's just too many M's. You know,
Muddy May Suggins.
Muddy May Suggins.
Muddy May Suggins.
And that was her name in the film.
Oh,
Muddy May, looking good.
Is that because of what they did to her?
No. At least I can't remember much about it anymore.
Mm. Put way too much pressure on it. I got to go research this. It's fine.
You don't got to research it. Just download it illegally on the internet. Oops.
Yo, are we going to go see Planet of the Apes or what?
You seem to really want me to go see Planet of the Apes.
The last time we went, we had a blast. That's the most fun I've had in a long time.
You guys really haven't gone to a movie together in a while.
Since Planet of the Apes, I think that was the last time. Yeah.
I thought you guys saw Avengers together.
No,
we didn't get to do that.
No, we didn't get. We haven't had a good date night in a while. Me and
Chad. A minute. You should come with us to go see Planet of the Apes. My man, Gary Oldman's in that.
He's just gonna hate it.
Nah,
there's no way I can dislike it as much as I dislike Snowpiercer.
Wow, that's saying something right there.
That's actually getting a bunch of good reviews. Someone says it's like a great war movie or something. I don't know.
A war movie? What?
I think Gary Oldman lights up some monkeys up in this thing.
Oh, shit.
But no, literally. It's not, I'm not saying anything racist.
I read somewhere on the internet that he really wanted to.
Yeah, you got to be real careful with what you say about Gary Oldman.
He's in a movie called Planet of the Apes. I say he lights up a bunch of monkeys. What's the big deal?
It's just, you know, he's had a rough time the last couple of weeks regarding
race. He doesn't like Jews.
Stuff.
He's fine with black people.
I don't know. He dropped the N-bomb pretty hard.
Yeah, but... He really was like on the pro anti-Jew thing. He's like, yeah, Jews do run Hollywood. So?
Yeah, I guess. He did wipe his ass pretty good after that interview, though. He's like, you know, he did the mea culpa stuff. And,
yeah.
You know, I'll give him credit. Yeah, he realized he messed up.
I said, I run a fez. When he did that apology on Kimmel, yeah. I thought it was like a joke. I didn't even see that.
He did it on, wow.
Like, I thought he was at first, like, just, you know, using his Gary Oldman acting powers. And he was just going to be like, oh, no, never mind.
That's crazy, though. You can't even look out for Mel Gibson, man.
Oh, no.
Jodie Foster did.
Well, Stallone's looking out. He's going to be in Expendables 3. So, yeah. Good for him.
Jodie's the bad guy.
Jodie Foster put him in the first movie.
The Beaver.
He did after the whole.
He was in Machete, too. He was also an arms dealer in Machete, yeah. So. It typecasted him a little bit.
Well, I mean, I feel like you could throw him in these tongue-in-cheek movies.
I guess the Gringo was good.
I think both of those movies also have Charlie Sheen in them. Is Charlie Sheen going to be in Expendables 3?
Yeah, he might be.
He was in
Machete. I heard a couple dudes, yeah. They have a third one coming out for that.
I just can't wait for Major League to come out. Remember that magical time of like a week when Charlie Sheen went really crazy with all those porn stars and crack?
He beat someone.
Yeah,
and
then he tried to beat it into the ground by going on like a stand-up tour, but then didn't have an act.
That lasted for like about a month.
Yeah, he went to all the dates. He sold them all out.
Yeah, man. He didn't really lose.
He must have made a mint off that.
Yeah, man.
He also signed probably the sweetest deal in cable television history with Anger Management.
Guaranteed
100 episodes for syndication.
Wow, really?
And it's still going.
Yeah. He signed a guaranteed 100-episode deal with FX to do Anger Management,
the
television show.
I didn't think that was possible.
And they rebooted it again because one of the lead chicks left.
I mean, that's the FX business model is we'll give you something that you want in exchange for very little money.
They take risks, though. They take good risks. It pays off.
In this TV climate, that's about 20 seasons of a TV show.
No, they get like 25 out of him every season.
Yeah, they're doing it like a broadcast show.
Are those like Breaking Bad type situation?
Show is eh.
Like, I don't think there's going to be like 22 episode dramas anymore.
No,
if this current crop of like NCIS burns out.
Yeah, no, what you call Fargo did it right. Fargo, I think, went 9 episodes deep.
Yeah, and I think 10. I think it was 10 episodes.
It was
still
good,
Detective was like 8.
Anger Management is getting like as of last year, it was getting under 1 million viewers.
Yeah, but he's still got his guaranteed money, so he's straight.
He's got that Tiger Blood money, right, Johnny? Remember that?
Yeah.
Quitting. Remember?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, Selma Blair left, I think, last season, so that probably killed the numbers.
I didn't even know Selma Blair was on the show.
She played his love interest.
I don't think I know one person who's seen a single episode of this show.
That was one of the first two.
She was his goddess. Remember that?
Oh, God damn.
Who, Brie Olsen?
No.
Oh. He married one of them broads, too, I think.
No, Brie Olsen was one of the chicks.
I know that, but he married one of his goddesses, right? Damn, Charlie.
Brie Olsen's going to be in Human Centipede 3. Side note.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's going to be awesome. That's a good summertime flick.
Oh, my God. Why are we talking about Charlie? I just realized we're talking about Charlie Sheen. When was that? What, 3 years ago?
Yeah, whatever.
The time I was hating Martha Marcy May Marlene. We've taken a magical trip back to 2011.
That's how it tied in. Damn, son. Maybe if we all watch the movie together, you might like it.
I mean, trip back to 2011, you realize de Blasio is still trying to push through that soda ban that we thought was all gone 2 years ago also.
Oh, word, right.
Does he mean Bloomberg?
No, de Blasio is still trying to push it through. No, because
I think he's pandering at this point. I don't think he actually wanted to do it, because he's been pretty successful with stuff he's wanted to do.
This is going up to another vote sometime soon.
It's about that triangle. You know what I mean, son.
What? Is he going on the Knicks? Triangle offense?
Nah, son. Like that three-way action.
Yeah, he's completely for it.
No, he's saying, I don't know. He don't seem the type to, like, just get on you for that.
He's urging the city council to pass it.
I thought New York State Court
They shot it down anyway. He just said it. That's what I'm saying. He just said that in the media. I didn't ever heard him say anything before this. He just, you know, he just had to throw that out there.
No, yeah. I think it's going back up for another vote is what I...
No,
it's recurring,
I thought they shot it down in... Really?
I'm reading. Yeah, this article is from a few days ago.
Then I need to let that go. People want to be fat, let them be fat, son. High fructose corn syrup.
What are you trying to say? That people who drink soda are fat? What if someone just enjoys a delicious cold beverage?
Best soda you can have, and I swear to God by this, is Hecho en México.
The hell soda. Are you talking about?
Made in Mexico, Coca-Cola. Made in
that?
Mexico.
Yeah, maybe the cartels. Is that it?
No.
Is it blood cola? Is like the blood avocados?
It's no, cocaina.
Man. Oh, yo, they have everything in it. It has fucking sugar cane in it. That's all you need for a good soda. Like the 7-Up. When's the last time you drank a 7-Up?
Dude, you realize that the cartels are running sugar cane down there
right
now.
I don't give a fuck, man. It's delicious.
They're also running the lime trade. When I order tacos, I'm not getting limes. They're sticking me with lemons.
You got to
avocados, too. Avocados,
like,
too, man.
You can get avocados somewhere. You can get them from California. That ain't a real big thing.
Am I supposed to put lemon on this goddamn chorizo taco?
Yeah, I'm not putting lemon on a fucking taco. That is ridiculous.
Nah, man, it's good. If you get like a chicken taco or fish taco, you do that. It's not your thing? You don't like lime with your
lime
Corona either?
No, lime's supposed to be with your Corona, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a lemon with a Corona also recently.
Bud took care of that. Like, if Corona's going to play that game, just get you a Limerita from Bud. There you go.
I do like drinking those Limeritas.
Oh, my God. They're disgusting, man. They
really?
Have, like, mad flavors. Them joints look disgusting.
Love them.
It's like those margaritas in a box you see at Target where you, like, it's like Kool-Aid. You just
drink the Cranberita Bud Light all the time.
Ugh. You drink it warm, do you?
Hell yeah.
Oh, God.
Hotter the better. Who doesn't love a delicious, hot beer? Margarita juice in it? I don't know.
I just pulled up this random article. This is
Chris's random article. Go.
This is a place in Queens, in Fort Tilden.
Big ups.
Patty Smith.
I used to do shrooms right on the top of that circle constantly as a kid.
Oh my God, man.
And apparently he's getting hipster-fied, and there's just going to be art exhibits there. And oh, God, no.
Yes.
Oh.
There goes your childhood.
This is like the furthest from Williamsburg you can get and still be in New York City, too. It's you have to take, there's like one bus that goes there.
Wait,
it's nowhere near a train.
Why were you going there? To take shrooms in private.
So wait, why are you getting mad they're doing this? Because it's a part of your childhood?
No, it's because they're going to ruin it for young kids who want to go there and eat shrooms. Or me, next summer.
They're not that hard to find. You can do it any time of the week now.
No, but he wants a place to do them at.
Yeah. I also read a hipster article about Plum Beach out in Brooklyn where I used to throw keg parties every Wednesday.
What's good with that? Out.
People are talking about how it's an abandoned beach. All right. And now hipsters are over there.
You know what's funny about this? Wasn't this the same guy that was getting on us because we were getting nostalgic about shit?
No.
Wait a minute.
This is different.
This is different.
Why?
Yeah, because this isn't a business being forced to hold on and it hire employees to make people feel better. These are places that used to be secluded places that are no longer secluded places.
It's a completely different thing. I'm not interested in hearing your libertarian agenda. All right.
You spin.
All right, hold on.
It's a completely different thing.
Sure. Okay. Why? All right. You know all these spots in Brooklyn. Why don't you somehow
finagle
find
something.
The next one and then let's blow it up?
Just because something's not cool anymore.
Just write a blog and then people just go there?
No, no, no. We start throwing parties there.
Yeah,
make some
man.
Money for ourselves.
I do know a good spot.
Don't say it.
That hasn't been blown up
all right.
Yet.
No one say it.
Don't say anything.
No one say nothing.
Here's the thing about those spots, though, is that occasionally, like, some goons go there and try to throw a party, and they will stab motherfuckers.
See, that adds to the fun of it.
There you go. When's the last time you got scared you might get shanked?
New Patreon goal. Chris will reveal this party spot. Dollar pizza kegs.
Hell yeah.
$8,000. $8,000 a month goal. Come on.
We'll provide you with box cutters if you guys get nervous. We got plenty of those.
Yeah. Mace, too. The rapper. The rapper will be there. Mace.
Mace the rapper?
Can we book Mace for $8,000?
Not.
Well, it's
going to
be for $1,000.
$80 in a pair of uptowns. We could get Mace.
We're going to take $6,500 for ourselves and spend $500 on a keg and what?
Booking Mace and pizzas?
$50 on a pizza.
And 17, and 8,
we're going to get, three or four pizzas?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, we're going to get a bunch of pizza for everybody. Make sure everyone eats pizza. Yeah, dollar slices. $8.
You can't get dollar slices that deep in Brooklyn.
We'll get them from Manhattan,
and then we'll go over the bridge or through the tunnel, whatever. It'll be fine. Trust me, dude.
We'll go on the train, have an adventure that Hicks will probably hate because it's on the train. It'll be fun.
Yeah, this is so weird, man. I used to definitely do a lot of drugs right in this life.
It's hitting you in the ass, isn't it? That you ain't get sentimental about stuff. Good for you, though.
No, nobody knew about any of these places.
It was
just
your
bizarre.
Spot, right?
No, it was a lot of people's spots. I mean, he's out by Rockaway. A lot of Rockaway kids used to go out there. You know, you'd see random people on the trails out there. But yeah. Like, you never, I mean, I guess just the internet. People are going to find
every crevice. They got a spot like that out in Staten Island. They told me about it. It's like federal land and shit.
I had heard
Stapleton.
I had heard that this place, the beach at Fort Tilden, became like the hipster beach like a few years ago.
Yeah, but everything now out there is like, I'm pretty sure sooner than later, Mike, in the next 2 years, you might have like a private beach out in Brooklyn you have to pay to go into.
I mean, there's that dude, I think he's got like partially a private beach. There's like an $8 million house for sale in Brighton Beach right now.
Holy shit. Yeah. Russian?
Oh, I mean, I don't know if the guy that lives there is Russian. Did you see this house? It's awesome.
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, fuck. That's Brighton Beach?
This is in Brighton. Look.
So Brighton Beach is like south Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. That's
it's
awesome.
Right off the ocean, so there's got to be beach like within 5 feet of this.
That's got to be drug money.
I would say allegedly, but...
It's just, yes. I'm sure it's real estate or some hedge fund dude who just was from there and built a giant house.
I don't
or
see
some
too
Russian
many
hipsters.
I don't see no hipsters out in Brighton, son.
You know you do. They go to like...
What?
Yeah. They did an episode of, what's that show? Bored to Death on HBO, which was like the hipster show.
Oh,
hipster
my
shows.
God.
That show was good,
about
though.
Going to about, yeah, fuck? I like it. It's a funny show. But they did it about Tatiana Grill out in Brighton. They did an episode where they go out there.
That was a very New York show. Yeah, that was a really great New York show.
They canceled it?
Yeah, it got canceled after like 3 seasons, I think. Oh, my God. This is just terrible news all around.
Do you want to go scouting for locations now? Is that what you want to do?
No, I got a spot.
You got a spot?
All right, tell us off the air. Okay. And set that Patreon goal.
All right, cool. We'll do.
And you can check out our Patreon account. Go to our Twitter, at HS Radio Show. The link is right at the top, or right where our name is, right? Is that how Twitter works?
Yeah.
Good. Good. I got it right for once. I'm not a screw up. You're listening to High Society Radio, the More Like Radio Network. Our Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. We have a Patreon account, like we just mentioned. And the subreddit is reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. Who again was the two people that gave us some big ups cash on Patreon?
123 Pammy B on Twitter and Delco Trash.
Ow!
Delco.
Oh, my God. This money is going to be well spent.
You know what we got to do to What's really that? Start making money? Just What's make that? Stupid simulator games. Because at this point, now there's a rock
simulator.
Oh, that
simulator. Goat simulator game was...
Goat simulator game blew up.
Forget goat simulator. You know what's coming out? Rock simulator.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Rock simulator. Move? No. You're just a rock, and you can look at different views of the rock and what the rock could see if it had eyes. It made $800 on Indiegogo.
God damn it.
Wow. That's pretty depressing.
Yeah.
$800.
Smart.
Oof.
$800.
That's all it does. You just like have a POV of a rock.
Yeah, it is just. It's...
See, the goat simulator was kind of cool because you could do stuff with it. But what? Oh, I don't even know what you can do with this.
You just watch it, Johnny. That's it.
The goat simulator had action though.
How long do you think it took
somebody
to make...
This is like really passive Minecraft.
Wow, that looks terrible.
There's 5+ levels.
They selling walkthroughs?
Oh my God. Like a little strategy guy.
This is
retarded.
How long do you think this took to make?
I don't know. I don't know anything about
coding. Judging from those graphics, day and a half.
Customizable rocks, shape, size, texture.
All right.
But people are going to download it too. So it hasn't even started to make money.
I've already downloaded it on my phone, dude.
Over under $1,500.
I'm playing it right now.
You think it's going to go over $1,500?
You think they'll make more than $1,500? Oh, the Indiegogo? Let's see what it is right now.
It's at $8.
It's at $880 right now.
It's not hitting.
There's 26 days left.
How much money they need?
There was a $500 goal.
Nice.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
$5. Thanks for contributing. We'll send you a personal message along with a picture of a rock via email.
This sounds like our crappy Patreon account.
Hey, we're making our Patreon account hot as hell right now with this truffle whiskey and
we got a lot
pizza
of
parties and stuff,
son. And an undisclosed location. People love that. The kids love
pizza
that.
Pizza party / one keg of PBR.
Maybe some glow sticks.
Or whatever's cheapest.
Just rave hard, son.
At a dope spot that you'll be like, years from now, I'll be like, I used to go to that spot when it wasn't the spot.
Word. And now it's filled with hipsters.
What's up?
I'm like sure that? If you go there in the middle of the night, it won't be filled with hipsters, a lot of these spots. Because they'd be scared to be there in the middle of the night. That's why I used to do this thing called Wednesday Night Kegs. Because nobody had anything to do on Wednesdays,
what
I found.
Fuck?
So I would just buy kegs on Wednesdays and just throw keg parties.
That's Wednesday Night Alcoholism is really what you're talking about.
It's called a party when you're 19.
No, that's the path to alcoholism. Wednesday night
the
kegs.
Glow in his face when he Wednesday said night that
kegs.
Was the funny part.
Wednesday night kegs. That's what we're doing all summer. I think we did. We said we, for the entire summer we could throw every Wednesday night kegs. I think we did six. We only missed two when it was raining.
Oh, well.
Pussy. You blew the streak, bro.
Little rain, huh? Damn.
Oh, my God.
We're making it happen, son. It's not going to be one of those quiet summers, I think. It's not going to be one of those.
No, you think people are popping off?
It'll be a quiet summer. We're fairly old now.
We can still make this happen before August, right?
But y'all just chew some cot. So it's blowing up in California.
Dude, I'm not chewing cot.
What is that?
Cot is like people from Yemen often will be in a bodega.
That's where my cigarettes are from.
Yemen?
So what up? My cigarettes are from Yemen. Are they filled with cot? That's what I'm worried about now.
No, probably not.
Oh, good.
They made it illegal in England.
I don't even know what the hell it is.
It's just it's related to coke. You chew it and you get a buzz. You ever go into a bodega and you see a guy with a huge wad of what he claims is tobacco?
Yeah.
That's not tobacco.
So these guys are just getting gacked?
Yeah, they're just kind of getting gacked in their 12-hour bodega shifts. But now it's like it's really flowing into California because...
Mexicans?
No, actually, surprisingly not.
Armenians?
But, no, because England made it illegal and they got to bring it somewhere else.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And since people aren't really looking for it here, they're just bringing it in here.
Can they turn it into a snortable powder, though? Because I don't want to be chewing some weird plant all day long. I just, want to get a rail in.
No, I don't think that's not how it works.
Boo!
Nah.
Yeah, probably not one of those.
All right. New plan. We figure out how to turn cotton into a powder.
There you go. Kickstart that shit.
It's legal here in the United States?
No.
No, it's never been legal here, but they just banned it. But
Molly's behind on these things. I can't get ahead of anything.
It kind of looks like a beet fucking plant a little bit.
Yeah, it does look like a beet.
Because of the roots.
Yeah, just the colors. It looks like beet stems.
So you just chew on it. You cut it up, chew it, and that's it?
Yeah. You just chew a couple of leaves, just shove it in there. It takes a while to hit you. So I've heard.
Okay.
I'm not sitting around.
You know how long it lasts?
I'm not sitting around weird Yemeni parties chewing cotton.
Yeah, I don't know too many Yemens keep you. Yeah. Hell yeah. With gold AKs and stuff.
Yeah.
Be nice.
It was on a banning fest. They banned Google Glass in all movie theaters now.
Good.
I think that just
Why
came out today.
Why would you need that shit in a movie theater?
People just don't like to take them off. Some people have prescription Google Glass now.
Fuck that, man. Get regular fucking glasses if you're going
out. Whoa, Johnny, calm down.
It's ridiculous.
We're all pro Google Glass now. What's sad is all the people wearing Google Glass in San Francisco won't be able to kill themselves with their Google Glass on because they put a goddamn net underneath the San Francisco Bridge.
About time.
Oh, I want to see a POV of a suicide off the Golden Gate Bridge.
It's like 75 mil, though, right?
Something
for
like that.
For a net?
Yeah, exactly.
That seems like a lot of money for a net.
It's going to be a really sturdy net, all right? I really want to make sure no one falls
like
through it.
It seems like government waste. I don't know.
Oh, boy. It's true, though. Because they got that fucking shanty town down there they need to fix up.
Castro Street?
Not Castro Street. What's the one with all the what's the famous street down there with all the bums? It's like their version of Skid Row.
Haight Ashbury?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Vice had an article on it.
There are a good amount of homeless dudes there, but that's where the
It's like a real fucking bad area, man.
Let's move there then. Let's show them where bad really is. Let's start setting some fires.
Maybe we can hook them up with some nets.
Or some cots. I don't know.
Hell yeah, son.
Where my cot at? Where my
cot? Like a straight asshole chewing at that though. Like, oh no. This is a snorting kind of town right now. That's what's popping.
Is it, Johnny?
That's what it is. Seymour Hoffman crushed that needle game for everybody. Might as well just be.
There was actually a study that just came out that weed is still the most popular drug in America, but even like it's growing faster because of the legalization movement. I guess the publicity, it's growing faster than heroin and pills are, even though those are still growing. But in the rest of the world, heroin and pills holding strong.
Really,
the fastest growing drug.
Heroin's a little scary though. Real easy to get a bad batch of that shit.
You're telling me.
This is a weird conversation. I don't want to go down.
Yeah. How about that rock simulator?
How about that?
Yeah, how about that rock simulator?
We need to get this next rock simulator.
I ain't got to simulate that rock, right?
Yeah.
Smoke that shit.
But yeah, when are they actually finally building the San Francisco suicide net?
Not soon.
That's going to take, for 75 mil, that's going to take about 2-3 years, man.
I would hope. How many people jump off that thing a year?
A lot.
There was a documentary on it.
50 people and shit.
San Francisco is made
dramatic assholes. Yeah. Just shoot yourself, man.
Oh, people jumping off a bridge?
Yeah.
Whatever. At least they're not clogging up traffic, really.
No, you are, because they're trying to talk your dumb ass down, man.
Just jump quick, then.
Yeah. Use a GoPro camera if you want to,
film this quick Google Glass video.
Yeah, before you fucking use that net.
I wonder how many people are just going to jump into the net now.
Yeah.
Like, how many more people are just going to get high and be like, I'm jumping in the net, woo!
You're probably going to have to put it a little bit before the water, but low enough where you don't bounce off and run into the fucking
metal. They can't put it low
metal.
To the water. Don't boats go underneath the bridge?
Yeah, of course. It's
yeah,
a bridge.
But that, I don't know how, are you putting it on the side? How the fuck are you going to work that shit?
I don't know, dude. I'm not designing the goddamn net.
Don't get mad at me. I'm not a fucking train movie, so
I don't know the answers to anyone's questions. No one ever asked me anything. That's what everyone should know about me. I don't know. Don't ask.
All right.
Oh, my God. It's been a wild episode of High Society Radio tonight, huh, boys?
Yeah, we didn't talk about a lot of the things we were going to talk about. It's crazy.
Well, we talked about one thing.
Being snarky, sir?
Patreon accounts.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, B.
I think it's the future. I mean, you people want more content, right? Right?
That's true. We could put out more content.
Right?
You don't get tired.
Delco Trash knows.
Oh, yeah.
Tenderloin knows.
Pammy Bird.
Bird Girl knows. And that's why they get all the love.
I hope the audience is getting tired of hearing our stomachs rumble, because these kids is hungry, son.
It's true.
These 30-year-old children are hungry right now.
On these streets.
Hey, listen, whatever, man. If we were making enough money to live on, I think we would do this every day, right?
Hell yeah, son. Fucking eating Yemen
shit.
I'll
do it 6 hours a day. You'll hear all my crazy bullshit. What else do I got going on?
Stream of consciousness. Just ramble off.
Oh, my God. It would be so weird, depressing.
We'll sit in here and do ayahuasca if you want.
Oh, fuck
you. Hell yeah. Oh, that reminds me. We got to do a simulcast of No Holds Barred. We should do that soon.
You want to do that?
That works.
Is that covered by parody law?
I have no idea.
Probably look that up.
Really? No, you can get around that. A lot of people do that shit.
Yeah, we could probably work something out with...
We should do this with Patreon. We should maybe have some sort of Patreon-esque... What is that, goal?
I mean, we could probably work something out with more like radio where they can stream it.
We got to check that out, though. See how that works with them.
Yeah.
All right, I'll get a bunch of COT, and you download the movie, and it'll be great.
I have the movie downloaded on my computer right now.
It's awesome on Netflix, actually, I think.
Is it?
I think it's on Netflix now.
I know what I'm doing tonight.
You getting a ripper?
Yeah. All right. You've been listening to High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Good night. Say goodbye.